Over the past few years, the Utah Children's Theater in South Salt Lake has seen a dramatic decrease in elementary school classes signing up for field trips. And then they decided to embrace Common Core. KUER's Lee Hale has the story.
It's a Thursday morning at the Utah Children's Theater, and there's nearly a full house. Around 150 first and second graders are here to see a performance of Aesop's Fables.
No, I've got an idea! Hey! I think we should do a puppet show!
A puppet show?!
They spend a few minutes on each fable. This one is called The Monkey and the Dolphin, which involves a monkey accepting a ride on the back of a dolphin to get to Athens. But when the dolphin finds out the monkey has been lying about being an Athenian himself, she gets upset. The monkey is dropped into the sea to fend for himself. The moral of the story?
They're not just important, it's vital. It's vital that these students have these artistic experiences.
Yeah. Megan Smith is one of the actors here and the theater's education specialist. She wants as many students as possible to have a real theater experience, which is why she was concerned as the number of schools attending their daytime performances began dropping. Amanda Smith, who helps run the theater, said the reason they arrived at was pretty simple.
Our program doesn't coincide with Common Core.
Since budgets are tight, schools are very picky about how they use their field trip money. So Amanda and Megan adjusted their approach. They began choosing plays based on Common Core literature, like Aesop's Fables. They also made the performances more interactive and offered schools supplemental teaching materials. The number of classes attending more than doubled.
And we're kind of really the only real theater company that's doing that we're making a show specifically for schools, specifically for Common Core.
And in the age of testing and state standards, it's keeping their art alive. Lee Hale, KUER News.